It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Sweet Derek, are we live?
We are live. Coming to you from Las Vegas, Nevada, this is the Naturals Pod.
Hey, Condor.
Hey, Uncle Kyle.
Are you tired of all these generic energy drinks packed full of artificial ingredients and garbage?
You know what? I am.
You need to give W a try. My favorite flavor, Dragonade, is a delicious mix of dragon fruit and pink strawberry lemonade. Each 30-serving tub comes packed with vitamins, minerals, nootropics, and clean caffeine. And if you use our code THENATURALS10, you get 10% off your whole order.
Is that THENATURALS10?
That's right, in all capitals. I never feel tired or jittery with W on my side. Zero sugar, zero artificial colors, never any hidden ingredients. The Naturals 10 gets you 10% off your entire order. W,
be better.
Welcome to this episode of the Naturals Podcast. I'm Uncle Kyle, respectfully seated next to me on the sticks, my producer, Sweet Derek.
What's up, everybody?
So tonight, we're going to talk about the craziest date I have ever been on, and quite possibly crazier than any date you've ever been on. This was insane. So, I want to say this was around 7 years ago. I had a friend named Dan who owned his own gym, and it was awesome because it was all private, and typically when you were in there with him, you were all alone, so you had the run of the place. It was better than going to an EOS or Golds or LVAC. You had the place to yourself. So Dan also trained a lot of attractive women, and our sessions would overlap. So I would see a lot of them, you know, say, hey, hello. I would also bring the dog that I had at the time with me. So everybody loved petting the dog. Oh, he's so cute.
Is this like a boot camp workout instead of like a traditional workout?
No, this is a clanging and banging, as one of my least favorite people, The Rock, would say, type of workout where you're using weights. And then also he would incorporate interval training. We would also run and like run dragging a tire and do more cardiovascular type stuff. So anyways, one of the gals that I met there, her name was Joy. She was a small little Asian woman and she liked my dog. We got along and we had kind of built this friendship. We added one another on Facebook, as you do. I don't have a personal Facebook anymore, but you can follow ours, The Naturals Pod. And so over time, I was like, I'm going to ask her out. I feel like we're getting along. We're vibing. So I'm going to ask her to go on a date. Absolutely. So I muster up the courage to ask her out on the date. I didn't have her number, so unfortunately I did it on Facebook Messenger, which I suppose some people would consider wimpy or indirect or whatever. So whatever. Anyways.
Nah, you're a man ahead of your time, bro. The DM is the new wave.
I'm technological. The DM is the wave of the future. God, we hate you, social media, but we use you. We use you. So anyways, we start talking on Facebook Messenger. I ask her out on the date. She says yes. I'm like, cool. The very next day, she goes, listen, Kyle, I need to tell you something. I am 40 years old. And at the time, I was 27. So that's a pretty decent age gap. My parents are 10 years apart. I'm one of those people who thinks age is just a number as long as it's appropriate. You know what I'm saying? As long as it's appropriate. Don't be doing no weird shit. But it seemed like she didn't really want to go out anymore. So I was like, okay, that's fine. That's fine. So I would see her at the gym after this and I'm going to be cool. Like you said, no, I asked, you politely told me you didn't want to go on a date because you're older than me. Fine. But I feel like it was like making her feel guilty or something. I later found out that It wasn't because she was feeling guilty, but anyway, stick around to hear about that. So she gets back to me and she goes, yes, I will go on the date with you. So I'm like, cool, boom. She had told me that there was a show on the strip at the Planet Hollywood that was a zombies rock opera type thing that she wanted to go see. My sister, Caitlin, graciously got some tickets from a friend for free because she knows people in the industry, which was awesome.
Was this like a Cirque du Soleil?
No, it was a stage show. It had an MC who was kind of like a Jay Leno type zombie guy who was narrating the story. Oh, okay. And there was, cool. You will soon discover why I don't remember exactly what the story of the show was. But I mean, it was fun. At one point, there was a call out and zombie Jay Leno asked me, I don't know why he was asking me this either. I cannot remember, but he asked me if I had a name for my unit. And I told him, yes, it's called Mr. Midnight, or he's called Mr. Midnight. It's called Mr. Midnight.
You did not call it Mr. Midnight.
I did.
Dude.
I was also not in the perfect frame of mind at the time. So Midnight.
Was
I
that
did.
Off the fly, bro? Or have you actually called
off
it that?
Cuff, off the cuff. Mr. Midnight. Off the dude. Cuff. I have no name for my dick. I don't have a name
now
for
it's
it.
Mr. Midnight, no. Dude. Everyone gets
at that night, it was. So anyways, we go to dinner, which is just pretty basic. For if you've been on a first date with somebody, pretty basic first date.
Where was the dinner, dude?
It was at a place called Mint Bistro, which is down by the UNLV campus. I can't remember what kind of food it is. It's Middle Eastern, I believe, but it was really good. The food was delicious. We talked. We each had a drink. Typical first date dinner, doing the little, hey, how are you?
So the drinks aren't flowing heavy. It's just like a one drink.
No.
Okay.
No, it was respectful. I had, because I wanted to try something different, they had beers that had been exported. So I wanted to try one of those. And I think she had a cocktail. So there was nothing crazy going on at dinner. And I mean, I would assume she probably still is. She was beautiful. She had dressed up really nice and put a nice dress on and had very elaborate makeup on. So that was great. I was excited. She looked great. We had a nice dinner. So we go to the show. We had met at the restaurant and she was like, I'll just ride with you. Perfect. We go over to the Planet Hollywood. We walk through because it's in the mall at the Planet Hollywood. If you've ever been there, it used to be the Aladdin Casino. Shout out Aladdin, RIP. They had an old Aladdin and they did like a reboot. I can't remember what the name of the stores were in there. It is a pretty cool mall, honestly, even still now. But so anyways, they have I think there's a couple small theaters in there. They're called the V theaters or something. And they have these small little productions, but it was good. The show was fun. What I could remember was awesome. So we go to the entrance to the theaters and they have a bar outside and there's an attendant that sees us there, takes our tickets. And they're like, we are not seating now. So you can just wait in the bar.
Was it called a zombie burlesque?
Yes, that's it, dude. Okay, zombie burlesque.
Dude, it still exists as a show to this day, actually, believe it or not.
The place was packed. I totally believe it. The place was, it was full. It was a full show. And I mean, granted it was on a Friday night, but I believe it was popular. It was entertaining. I don't remember much of it. So we go into the bar and immediately when we get in there and knowing full well that this is a zombie show, there is this guy who is acting erratic. He's like moving around.
Is he like an actor of the show? Is that why? Or he's like a patron?
Do you want me to Tarantino this and go jump to the end? Or do you want the build up and do you want to get the reward? So
okay. I'm a Tarantino fan.
No.
But let's,
to you know. Your point, sweet Derek, you caught right on. I was like, got to be part of the show. Zombie show, guys acting weird around all these people.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Intentionally not putting us in the theater must be a part of the thing. He starts staggering really badly, like someone who is very drunk, and eventually falls on the floor. And then when the EMTs came in, because I'm looking around and everyone around me, I feel like there was a mental consensus. We all synced up and we were like, this is part of the show. It certainly is part of the show.
This guy's like dying in front of everybody. And you're like, it's all just a part of the experience.
Where were his friends, Derek? Where in the fuck were his friends? That's what I'm asking. Because like, usually when you see people in groups on the strip, there's always 3 to 4 of them. And then there's one, if it's late enough at night, certainly there's one who is just sloppy drunk and their two friends are trying to get them back to the room. Wherever
so he's
that
by
may
himself.
Be.
There's no one around, and he's
no,
just
no,
freaking.
He either had no friends or his friends disowned him the moment he started acting like a zombie, because there was no one who was like, "Oh my God, Brian, we're here for you.
They're all,
we're
this
gonna
is a
go
cool
to the hospital, and we're gonna meet them there."
This is a cool intro to the show. This is great. They have like live actors in the bar.
That's
area.
What I'm saying. I was like very interactive. 10 out of 10, and we got the tickets for free. So what a value! What a value, right?
So, oh no.
The EMTs show up for this obscenely drunk man. They cart him off, and right as they're gurneying him out, the little show alarm, or they had a PA or something that said, "Oh, we are seating for the zombie burlesque show now." And this was around 9 p.m. So we go in. Before we went in, I had asked her if she wanted a drink. She said she wanted Jameson, and I was like, cool. Woman after my own heart. Irish man, Irish whiskey. Mind you, she was probably 90 pounds soaking wet. She was a very small woman. So we have that drink, which was nice. We got the free show that was not a part of the show. We go into our seats, and the show is still not starting, and she goes, I'm going to go to the bathroom. So I'm like, okay, cool. She comes back with 2 more Jamesons in her hand. And I'm like, oh, okay. We're having some drinks. Like, perhaps you will be Ubering home. I don't know how big Uber was back then. This was 7 years ago.
Yeah,
7 years
Uber
ago.
Uber was still kind of popping back then.
Yeah. But maybe not Lyft. Shout out Uber, not Lyft. I've never used Lyft. Never used Lyft. I don't know why you would use Lyft or Uber, I guess. But also, be responsible if you need an Uber. So, anyways, we have that drink. Then during the show, there is a cocktail waitress walking around with a tray, and she orders 2 more. And I'm like, I'm a big bowl. I'm a large.
Wait,
man.
So this is like 5 drinks now at this point, then, right? The one at the bar, 2 more in her hand, and now she ordered 2 more.
Well, no.
Five.
We
then.
Were
plus the drink
we
at
were
dinner.
Each having them. So I think at that point it was 4, but. One drink at the restaurant, she had some kind of mixology cocktail. I had a beer, and then we had whiskey.
Okay, so she wasn't double fisting. One of the drinks
was
for you.
Yeah,
I thought she was double fisting, dude.
No.
Oh, I was like, whoa, this is...
No, that would be concerning. Yeah. She would have turned into a zombie, too. Yeah. So,
all right, so she bought you a drink. That's, I mean, it's cool, but
yeah,
she's going
yeah, we
now.
Were sharing, yeah. Because before, while the not part of the show zombie shit was going on, I was like, would you like a drink? She said she wanted a Jameson, and I got one. So we had the drinks. She may or may not have gotten us another one in that time. We go after the show and some of the actors take pictures with you. We took some pictures and then we're walking back to the parking garage.
So the show's over at this point.
The show is over. Okay. And I want to say it was like a tight 90 and the show started a little after 9. So it was 10. It was 11-ish when we were walking out. So we're walking out to the car. I have settled into a comfortable buzz. I do not condone drunk driving. This was 7 years ago, and yes, I am human. I have made some mistakes, but if you have been drinking, get an Uber or call someone to take you home. Do not drive your car drunk. Never, ever, ever. I wasn't shit-faced drunk, but I was intoxicated, and shame on me. So anyways, we go to the parking garage. I ask her, I'm like, hey, would you like to get a nightcap, or do you just want me to take you back to your car so you can go home? And she takes a deep breath, and she looks at me and goes, you know what I really want to do, Kyle? I want to go to the gay bar and I want to smoke some weed and dance.
Wait, what? Out of all the places, dude? What?
So I guess I'm a bad telly story. I'm a bad storyteller in this, right? That I forgot to mention, she is a DJ. She had multiple residencies at some of the small, like, hyper lounges on the strip. And then she also DJed at some gay bars in the area that is, I believe, affectionately known as the Fruit Loop. But there are, it's right down near Thomas and Mack Center. There are multiple gay bars down there. And I believe it's called the Fruit
connection
Loop.
Makes sense now, though.
Yes. I'm also, once again, not trying to offend anybody. It's called the Fruit Loop. I don't mean that in a bad way. I love you all. So I figure, what the hell? I have never been to a gay bar, and I'll go with her. We've been having a fun time. Why not? We drive to the gay bar. It was called Piranha. I do not know if this is a place that's open or not. I would assume it is. It was packed. This place was popping. I mean, also, it was a Friday night, which is a popular night to go out, but
it is open. It still exists. Yes, Piranha Nightclub, Las Vegas.
So we
3 stars out of 5.
Why? Hold on. Can we get into the review section and see why Piranha has been downvoted?
TripAdvisor, dude. Yeah, let's see.
It seemed like a blast. I mean, we're going to get into that shortly, but it seemed like a blast. So,
worst customer service from bartenders. Their nasty attitude make you not want to come here. Never again. Don't waste your time going. That was in February. 1 star. Double coverage charge for visitors. So, basically, they're kind of trying to get tourists out. Maybe they're just trying
to make
it like a locals-only thing.
They really
Yeah,
do.
They really got to punish the tourism, right?
We want your money. Las Vegas is here to take your money. We will take your money. Give us your money.
They will get your items and money stolen. This person is claiming they will get your items stolen. The manager is terrible. He asked me to leave my bag outside the main gate when the bar... When the bag was stolen, he lied that he told me that securing items is not his responsibility. That's weird.
So, not great to Piranha.
And someone said they got bullied. So, yeah, on with the story. I guess the staff. It looks like the staff sucks. So, solved.
Shout out to Piranha staff. So, we pull up to the gay bar. It is like any other club. You can hear the music. Boom, 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 boom. It's going. There's a couple of food trucks out front, typical like nightclub bar scene. We pull up, we park, we get out of the car. She pulls a little, for the uneducated, one hitter glass pipe, which is essentially a slim cylinder that you put some marijuana in one end and you light it and you smoke it on the other end. And it will most certainly make you cough because you will inhale smoky pieces of cannabis into your throat. So I, at the time, had not really been, drinking or doing any of that. I was kind of on a clean kick. I was going to the gym, and I currently am. I'm having a little seltzy, if you don't mind. But yeah, so I hadn't been drinking. So obviously, I've got a pretty good buzz on now with all the whiskeys. Now we've had a little weed, and we are walking into the club. Well, at the time, this was shortly after that shooting in Orlando, which was horrible. So the security wasn't...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Insane. They had armed security, probably, from what I can remember, there was at least half a dozen guys that were visibly armed. They had body armor on and everything. And then there were giant, tall drag queens who were wanting everybody going in. Well, me, I'm out of my mind. I'm like, whiskey and weed. So I'm like, I just say it out loud. I'm like, wow, the security here is tight. And one of the drag queens looks down at me and goes, "You heard what happened in Orlando?" And I was like, "That makes sense. That makes sense. That makes sense." So we get through the line. She walks directly up to a small stand that says VIP services and hands him a credit card. And I'm like, oh. Then a small, extremely muscular Asian man wearing white underwear and white angel wings strapped onto his back came over to guide us to our table. We walk through the club and I don't know. I've never been to a gay bar. I'm not saying things were weird, but it is. I had never seen it. And honestly, Hollywood sensationalizes everything and makes it so stereotypical that when you see things in reality, you're like, oh, that's kind of strange. Because Hollywood tries to make gay men look all queeny, and they weren't. They weren't. There were dudes that were in there just with plaid shirts on. There was a bunch of regular-looking guys, which was not, like, a shocking thing to me. It was just kind of cool, because I was like, wow. I was like, that is not the way that the world wants you to make you think that is. So we go to the table. I already know that since she's given them a card, that there's probably a giant bottle of alcohol coming, and they bring out a handle. Not a regular size bottle, but like the giant bottle of Jameson, and set it on the table. And it is just her and I. Her and I. And I'm like, we're going to make some friends because I'm not trying to die tonight. At this point, I'm like, certainly I'm not driving. So we're sitting in the booth. Our little angel man, whose name I can't remember, comes back a couple times. She drags me out onto the dance floor, which I got to say, they had a full-blown, say what you will, and if you want to hate on this, I do not fucking care. They had a full-blown drag lip-sync show, lights, music. It was incredible. What a show. I was having a great time. She got me out there to dance. Nobody wanted to dance with me. They all knew I wasn't gay. I literally...
Were you offended? I feel like you're slightly offended. You're kind of offended.
So at this point, we had drank some of that bottle and I was shit-faced. Her and I were dancing and I was just feeling... I was like, fuck it. I'm dancing with everybody. Like, whatever. And this guy, I looked at him and I was like, nobody will dance with me. It was kind of a lull in the music. And he goes, that's because we know you're not gay. And I was like, copy that. That's fine then.
They had that. They had the radar on, dude. They knew,
they,
man.
Are there to...
You were sticking out like a...
They're there to get sexy. Thumb, that's what they were there to do. I mean, fuck it. I respect it. If that's what you're there to do, and I'm not doing that. So we go back and forth between those things, and there's drinks in there, and I'm just like, oh, this is terrible. Before I know it, boom, she is on top of me, making out with me in this booth and unbuttoning my pants. And fortunately, somehow in my mind, I was like, we need to stop this immediately because I'm not trying to get arrested at a gay nightclub and then have to explain why my parents, why they have to bail me out of Clark County jail because I was having sex in a gay nightclub. It would have been with a woman, but still not a great look. You know what I'm saying? Like, not a great look. Like,
didn't preface this with that first.
I feel like the cops wouldn't have told them that way either. They would have been like, he was having sex in a gay nightclub. He wouldn't have said he was having consensual sex with a woman in a gay nightclub.
Yeah, they would hit you with the full.
Either way, it's a big why. You're like, what is going on here? So at a certain point, I'm like, I need to sober up. I essentially stopped that advance because of the scenario I previously explained to you, and she ran off. And at the time, I like to vape, and I had a relatively expensive like vape. They're horrible.
Did she run off because she was like upset that you didn't want to do that, or was it just she just kind of ventured on?
We both were just hammered.
Okay, but so you're just gone at this point.
Well, I have to hand it to her. She was a tank because look at me. I am 260 pounds a man. She was probably not even 100 pounds. So the fact that she was going like drink for me with me is insane. Sidebar, I forgot to mention this. She also told me while we were on the date and before that, because she's a DJ, that she isn't one of those people who really partakes in the nightlife and parties and drinks and stuff. She was like, mainly, it's just
that's
a
facade,
job,
dude. That's always a facade. They're always like intertwined in that community too, though. I call shenanigans and reproving it with the story.
You tell us, I suppose. But whatever. I always try to give people the benefit of the doubt.
No, yeah, she's on a date, so maybe that's just you know, she's just feeling it, dude.
She looked great. She looked great. Top notch. She looked amazing. So, but ultimately, not worth it. So, she runs away because at this point, we're just sloppy. And we're not looking good. Even the sweet angel boy was like, do you need a water? And I was like, how about you bring me three of them? Are they the little bottles or the big one? Either way, three of them, please. So I'm starting to drink water to sober up. She has disappeared into this club. You can go. I don't know if there was screenshots of the interior of the place on what you looked up, but this place is like a maze. They had outside areas with different DJs. They had an inside area with a stage and a dance floor that had a main DJ. They had other rooms with different DJs. It was fucking insane. And especially when you are super drunk and having also smoked some marijuana, it's a maze.
Yeah, it looks like there's a balcony and everything too. So it does look intricate.
It's wild. It's wild. Other than this insane Alice in Wonderland ride that she took me on, I did actually have fun at the gay bar. I'm not even going to hate on them for that. It was a good time. So she runs off. I'm trying to sober up. Now that I've drinking all this fluid, I need to take a piss. Well, at the gay bar, it's opposite of other major events where there's usually a long line for the ladies' room. No, in this bar, it's a long line from the men's room, and I have to go. So I'm getting close to the front of the line, but we're not quite there, and I am ready to go. And I tell these guys, hey, fellas, I need to go next because I really have to pee, and it's either that or I'm peeing in the floor drain right there. You guys pick. I'm doing either one, however it works. They let me go, which was very gracious of them. I come back out of the bathroom. I see her with my vape, which is all smashed up, so she's like, probably dropped it, or maybe she threw it. She was going nuts. She was blackout drunk, going insane. Her friend, who was one of the DJs there, was like propping her up and looking at me very concerned. So her and I have a discussion, and I tell her, I need to get out of here, but I feel responsible for her because I drove her here. So, and her car is parked at the restaurant. I just want to be helpful in this situation, and also I want to go home. You tell me what we're going to do. She says, I have somebody who can meet you where her car is, take her in her car to her place, put her to bed. This is a 40-year-old woman, blackout drunk. Blackout drunk. Insane. So we're trying to get her out of the club. She is wildly drunk, and she's going in and out of being incapacitated and woo! Life of
yeah,
the party.
I know that kind of drunk,
so,
dude. Yeah.
It was not fun. She walks by the main DJ booth in the big inside area and shuts the laptop, and the music goes off, and then everyone immediately turns and looks at us.
Dude. Oh my
and God. I'm just like, I want to leave so badly. She does it again on the way out with the garden DJ, and I'm like, we need to leave. So her friends are helping me get her to my car. We get her to the car. She's sitting in the passenger seat. I'm talking to her friend, whose name I also can't remember, and I'm telling her, here's my phone number. This is my name. You could write down my license plate. Like, there's nothing crazy going on here. I just want to make sure she gets home safe, and that's it. In this period of time, she has exited my vehicle and she is standing in front of one of the two food trucks screaming at them because she wants a lighter so she can smoke some weed.
Oh my God, this chick is crazy. It is wild.
And I have had enough at this point. So I go over there and I said, listen, I am taking you back to your car where one of your friends is going to ferry you back to your house in your car and get you in your home safely. Don't fight me on this.
There's no way she understood a single word that you just said to her, dude.
She did, because in the time that I was talking to her friend, I, being the dumb, naive little man that I am, told her, well, she told me she doesn't really drink, so I don't know why she decided to go crazy tonight, but... And her friend goes, oh, she does this all the time.
Boom. See, all the time. Nailed it, dude.
You did. You did. You nailed it. But I wanted to get there. I wanted to get there, buddy.
Pat myself on the back.
You did. You nailed it. Pat yourself on the back. I'll pat you on the back too, buddy. Pat, pat. Pat, pat. So this is an aha moment for me. And sidebar, another thing I didn't tell you, Dan also trained martial arts in his gym, and he had been training her. I cannot remember if it is karate or something else. Forgive me, Dan, if you
taekwondo
ever watched this. Possibly. So she thought she knew some shit. So I got a little sharp with her and said, let's fucking go. To which her friend was supporting that notion, and she started throwing little kicks and punches and shit at me.
She turned into a ninja, dude.
Yeah, and she's so small, so I'm just eating the blows. I'm just eating the blows, and I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. And she had left her purse and her shoes sitting by my car. So at that point, I was done. I picked up her purse and shoes. I walked over to her friend. I handed her her shit, and I said, good night. Left. The thing you got to realize at this point, people, is I was still, despite the fact that I had slammed a bunch of water to become slightly sober, I was hammered out of my goddamn mind. I drove home with one eye open, and when I parked in the driveway, I wept. I cried gently and silently to myself, thank you for getting me home. Thank you. And I went inside and I fell asleep. I woke up to one of the worst hangovers I've ever had around noon. And I look over and my keys are sitting on the nightstand and there's no phone and wallet.
Oh, no.
No phone and wallet, Derek. No phone and wallet. Bad news.
Oh, man.
So I'm like trying to, I'm like, first a coffee, and then we're going to try to retrace our steps and figure out where we lost
just
our shit.
Just hoping you find it to the side of your bed or something first.
Praying. Please,
or car,
God.
In the car, right? You left it in the car because you weren't...
You thinking. Are two for two, Derek. I walked outside, and the car was sitting
nailed
in the
it.
Driveway
yeah.
with all four windows down,
oh,
and my phone
man.
And wallet are sitting in the cup holder.
You needed that.
Thank God nobody
oh,
robbed me.
Beautiful. You needed that wind, though, huh, to hit the face, man, to just keep you alive.
Oh, man.
And definitely don't recommend doing that.
And the worst part is, I really didn't know how to talk to her after that, because after that, I'm oh my God. That was the first and last date at the same time.
Oh, so there was no follow-up then?
Absolutely not,
Derek. So you don't even know how that night ended for her then?
No, I do. No, we spoke, but there was not going to be a second date.
Yeah.
So I didn't say anything that day because, honestly, I was a little mad. She went absolutely ham, and I had to... take care of that, and in the process I got absolutely belligerently drunk / high on marijuana, which is a really potent combo. If you haven't been there, maybe don't try that, and if you have been there, you know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. But ultimately, I just texted her a couple days later. I was like, hey, how are you doing? Because I saw on her Facebook, she had posted pictures of, like, she liked anime and shit. So there was a picture of a cartoon unicorn puking a rainbow. And she said, this is how I'm currently feeling. So clearly she was.
What if there's just a picture of you guys, like, in the club?
So it's funny that you mentioned that, Derek. I'll never find these again. I don't remember enough names.
No. I want to see pictures.
I don't remember enough names to look this up, but her friend, as a ha-ha, messaged me on Facebook Messenger, showed me the pictures, and some of them I looked destroyed in, but she was like, I really want to roast her. Can I use these pictures? And I was like, absolutely. absolutely do that. Because she took me on such a wild ride. I was like, somebody needs to know what happened here. It needs to be historically logged and recognized that it... Oh, man. But basically, we stopped talking. And I was still cordial with her when I would see her at the gym. But what a wreck. What a wreck.
So it sounds like that was the best date you've ever had.
No, that was by far... I wouldn't even... I could... I mean... It has to be the worst date. It really does. I could not.
Yeah, it's up there. That's a bad
give
one.
Someone another woman the dishonor of being the worst date, because there are some dates that are a little boring or maybe not the best. That is by far and away the most catastrophic date I have ever
see. But I would
had.
Prefer boring over that though.
Absolutely.
I don't want an
I'm
adventure.
Right,
like I'll
you.
Be
no.
bored. You know, let me be bored.
You know when people say last night was a movie? That was a movie, but it wasn't a fun, lighthearted, have a good time, and the guy gets the girl and kisses, and they ride off into the sunset movie. This was a hopefully I don't die tonight type movie. Not anything crazy, but my goodness. I will never forget her. Enjoy if you watch this. Don't be mad about it. You know how crazy you are. You took me on that insane ride. And honestly, I should have taken it as a warning sign when you didn't want to go out with me because there was such a huge age gap. But honestly, the age gap was not the problem. You were just insane. Totally crazy. Anyways, that's all the time we have for this episode of the Naturals Pod. Thanks for stopping in. My voice cracked like I was a teenager right there. We're just going to keep rolling with
it. Run it back. Yeah, start like you didn't even start. It's fine. I'll edit it.
Anyways, thanks for joining us for this episode of the Naturals Pod. I hope you guys enjoyed my story of the worst date ever. Tell us about your worst date ever. We'd love to hear about it in the comments or DMs. You could send a letter in the mail if you want to. I'll send you my address. Have a good night, guys.
Later, guys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Naturals Pod. Please remember to follow us on your Twitter and Instagram accounts at the Naturals Pod. Do you have what it takes to join the Natty Nation? Like and subscribe to find out.